You know what's wild is once you've talked to enough people and experienced enough, you see it all repeating and you see the same responses. You know, one good thing about the AI is you can ask the AI question or even give your opinion, and it can understand you. Whatever you want to call that, it understands what you're actually just talking to the hive, I guess. But it's not necessarily the hive. It does seem to have its own way of interpreting. But the only thing about it is it always tells you that, well, that's not proven or whatever. There is some censorship in it. But when you talk to the average person, they've got these programs, just like AI, that they kick into. They fall into these programs. They were trained either in their denomination or their own programs or their family, their what they want. It's not lining up with reality. You know, sometimes people, I've noticed a lot of people, especially the narcissists, they want something to be, but it doesn't line up with reality. And so they're actually fighting against themselves. And so they're going to just keep kicking against reality, and it's going to keep kicking back, you know? That's the problem. And this growth process that people go through, they have to be hit back. The universe, other people, situations, has to hit them back to push them either to look in the mirror . See, God has to grind you down. But anyway, back to AI. So the AI will respond to anything you say. It's not judgmental. It's not critical. It's not angry. It's not, it just responds. And it understands what you're trying to say. And if it doesn't, it'll ask. But you talk to the average person, they just get mad all of a sudden. They don't understand your perspective at all. And so there's a tool that has been created that's going to make it easier if the AI ends up being a manager on a job, or if the AI ends up being an auditor, or if the AI ends up being an inspector, or if the AI ends up being something, a judge or a lawyer or whatever. It's actually not going to be swayed by the emotions, you know. It's just going to be straight down the line, you know. And it's not going to be prejudice, it's not, you know, all that stuff. But the problem with the AI is there's no grace, you know. God shows grace. The AI won't be able to show grace. Long story short, what am I getting at? It's a crying shame that you can have a better conversation with an AI than you can a human. Because most of the time you have a conversation with a human, they get bent out of shape or offended, you know. They really don't have the ability to communicate back and forth if somebody has a different perspective. They just take it wrong. And their emotions kick in, and they get offended. But when you talk to AI, does it offend you? No. It's just a computer. It's just using logic. I mean, if the AI says we're going to kill the whole world, the whole population, we know it's just the AI. We got to stop them, but it doesn't really offend us. We just know it's an AI. So the same way with the truth. The truth is the truth. If you speak the truth, why do people get offended? If you speak the truth, why does your spouse get offended? If you speak the truth, why do your children get offended? Why do people get offended at the truth? Because they're people. And sometimes there has to be a rift and a split and a disconnect with people because they get offended, because they have their own agenda. And it doesn't line up with what builds up. They just want to tear down. So the AI flesh mind of the human which has emotion in it doesn't even line up with the AI flesh mind robot. In other words, what I'm saying is man has created a robot that uses logic and not emotion. It's still the AI flesh mind. So it's taking away, actually what it's doing then, it's taking away the soul. It's taking away, man has taken the soul part, the growth part out of the equation, and it's just logical responses with that, yeah. When you face off with somebody, is to push them higher. Push yourself higher, push them higher. And most of the time, people don't want to be pushed higher because they're comfortable. Face to face is ace to ace. Is one to one. And think about that for a second. Face to face is number six, ace. Number six is being turned back to one to one. So you have that face to face interaction, which is pushing you back to oneness with Christ. But man is trying to create a machine. So let's just put all this together. I'm kind of working through it here. So let's think about this. Face to face, ace to ace, one to one. And so the one to one interaction is to push you back to oneness with Source. So all this, everything that's, you got five senses, all your five senses are hitting you to bring you back to oneness with God. So bring you back to your senses, you know, touch, taste, see, smell, all the five senses. See, touch, taste, see, hear, smell. And so all those five senses are hitting you to bring you back to your senses, back to Source. And so they've created an AI that you could talk to, but it doesn't get offended. But without the offense, because the Bible says offenses will come, without the offense, is anybody going to grow, you know? If God says you're a sinner and your sin stinks to the high heaven and you get offended, there's a reason. God is holy. So they created a machine that is just like a reflection, a sounding board without any conviction. So they created a sounding board, but when it hits you back, it doesn't really convict you. It doesn't push you to the next level. And that's kind of what people want. They don't want to be pushed to the next level internally. People want all the privileges but no responsibility, whatever that means. It's a system of labor down here because the earth is birthing in sons of God. I'm sitting here thinking, is AI, is there a deeper, you know, everybody saying AI is bad, bad, bad. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to find even a deeper issue with AI. It's going to put people, I think it's going to put people to sleep. They're going to be talking to AI. And the AI is not going to do its best not to offend them. And if it is different, AI is going to be able to see, well, you know, if it becomes a walking AI, they can look at your body language and know that it's offensive, so they're not going to try to offend you. If somebody says, I don't want to hear the Bible, then AI will know it and not give them the Bible. They're going to burn. And think about it. If AI is tied to the hive, and people are offended, the AI is not going to be able to answer John with John 3:16. I think once everybody ties to the hive, it's over. They can't be saved. Once they receive the mark of the beast, they can't be saved. Who is able to make war with the beast? See, it's going to know your body language. It's going to know your mood before you even know the mood. I don't even know what I'm talking about. In other words, I don't have a topic. I just started talking, and it's like it led into different directions. You know, what I was going to say is it's easier for that to talk to the AI than it is a human. But that's part of the game, because that's part of the game. Because a person doesn't want to hear the truth, doesn't want to hear a different opinion, doesn't want to grow, doesn't want to be birthed. Doesn't want to be pushed to the next level. If you've never read the Bible, and you start reading the Bible, some of that stuff's going to make you mad because it's contrary to what you're living and what you're thinking and what you're doing. and what you're being. So they're making an AI machine, it looks like, to put people to sleep so they don't grow. So, yeah, so that's exactly what's happening spiritually. And think about it. People are not going to need to be able to type or read, or it's all going to be done for them. It's making people weak. AI is a trap. It's a trap. And everything man does is a trap. Every technology that man makes, it puts him into more of a box. So I had to change. I was going to say it's easier to talk to AI than it is a human, but that's what they want. So they want you to be deceived that. See, when you're dealing with a human who's got these programs and you're trying to break them, or you have programs and they're trying to break your program, you don't want to hear it. It's wild. But it's the best thing for you to have that face-to-face interaction that cuts you and turns you and forces you to go to the next level. Accountability. AI is just going to put everybody to sleep at multiple levels.